This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The Lee Boys play God's music, something called sacred steel. Their version combines gospel, blues, rock, jazz, and funk. But sacred steel got started in the 1930s with two brothers. They brought an electric lap steel guitar to services at the House of God Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Soon their music became the signature sound of that church. The music was relatively unknown for decades until folklorist Robert Stone attended House of God services in the 1990s. He recorded the music, named it, and brought it out for everybody to hear. The Lee Boys grew up performing sacred steel in their church. They did it so well, they left the pews for bigger stages. They've been on late-night TV, and now they finally arrived. They are on The State of Things here in North Carolina. Welcome. Good to have you, Lee Boys.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Three of them. Usually there's six of you, but three of you are here today. And brothers Derek Lee on vocals, Alvin Lee on vocals and guitar, and nephew Roosevelt Collier on dobro. Lee Brothers. So now many of our listeners may not be familiar with the genre. Tell us more about sacred steel.
Oh, well, actually this music formed out of our church, and we've been playing this all our lives. Our father introduced it to us, and it features the pedal steel, well, with the Lee Boys pedal steel or either lap steel. And it's just something that, like you said, evolved back in been all our lives in the early 30s, and the late 90s, Bob Storm brought it out in the Lee Boys. 2000, my brother Glenn died, and we bought it out there after he died, and we've been doing it ever since professionally.
Were you aware of the fact that this was that this was unique to your church?
Well, for us, it's just something that we did.
Yeah.
Just natural.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was always good to us in church. You know, we knew something was special about it. But to actually see other people enjoying the music is wonderful.
Did you play out? Was this music ever played outside the church?
Yeah, well, no, really. I mean, before we did, I mean, we mainly kept it in the four walls. And it was just not really until like the 90s, guys like Aubrey Gent, the Camel Brothers, but really it was like Robert Randolph when he went, you know, mainstream, it really brought it to the forefront.
That did it.
Yeah.
Well, we need to hear a sample right now. Will you play something for us, please?
Yes, we will.
Sure. You know, everybody need to celebrate sometime. Can we celebrate, y'all? Listen.
Let's celebrate. We gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. We gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. We gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. Yeah. We gonna have a good time.
We gonna
celebrate.
One more time, y'all. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We gonna have a good time. 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 Celebrate.
Come on, Roosevelt.
One more time, y'all. Here we go.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time. Let's celebrate. We gonna have a good time.
Celebrate. Lee Brothers here. They're going to be performing, by the way, this music. There's a Carrboro Arts Center Sacred Steel Conference. They're going to be performing tonight. We've got the stripped-down version. Three of the six Lee Brothers, Alvin, Derek Lee, and Roosevelt Collier, are here today. You're all going to be on stage tonight at the Arts Center.
Oh, yeah. We're excited about doing this, and it's just very dear to us because this music we love, and it's our heritage, and that's one of our missions, is to kind of spread love through this music, what we do.
How is it spreading? Other people are now performing this music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, it's still the focal point in our church. I mean, it's just some of us kind of guys that's taken out of the four walls. Of course, the Cameron brothers, Aubrey Gent, Robert Randolph, and even one of the local guys here, Sean Hitman, he plays out. And it's just something now that's been catching on a lot of the jam band world, the blues world, they really caught on. And, you know, it's just been spreading.
What about the music for the church itself? Was it written for church services, or were they adapted from other songs?
Yeah, well, it was more or less kind of based for the services. But like what I like to say about the Lee Boys, me and my brother Glenn, we kind of were like the rebels at the time. I mean, we kind of infused some of the John Woo's from outside and bought it with Sacred Steel. And more or less, we did some sampling back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were infused with a little Michael Jackson, a little Stevie Wonder, a little funk in there, and just kind of intertwine it like that.
Now, sometimes church folk get a little bit offended by that, particularly when you get outside the walls. Did that happen in the Church of God?
House
of God Church.
Yeah, I mean, we had some of the older saints that still wasn't, you know.
But my father, my dad was a music lover, so, you know, he kind of, him being the pastor, he just kind of had a, you know, like, go ahead, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, play a little bit of that country. Oh, I like that. You know, so he kind of gave us a little.
It gave you license within the church to spread out a little bit and add other influences. Then when you take it outside the walls, do people say, hey, that music, it shouldn't be played anywhere else?
Yeah, no, really. I mean, really, the way things have gone, we've really been fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got the same, you know, thing, the way that they received in the church, it kind of received over when we took it out.
Would you play another song for us?
Yeah, we would. We're going to do a little bit of Amazing Grace.
Wonderful.
Found. Ooh.
Lee Boys playing Sacred Steel. That is called Amazing Grace, of course. They're going to be at the Carrboro Arts Center tonight playing as part of the Sacred Steel Conference this weekend. The Lee brothers, Lee Boys, I should say, our brothers, Alvin and Derek Lee Roosevelt Collier is with us as well. They're going to be six of them on stage at the Arts Center tonight. What you talked about your brother Glenn, who passed in 2000, I think it was in 2000, and that was an inspiration to you to take this music on the road. Tell us how that happened.
Yeah, actually, Glenn and myself, we kind of formed the Lee Boys style of music in the church. And actually, my father passed first in 2000. He passed in February, and Glenn passed in October. And when Glenn died, it was just real hard for us to just, you know. And, you know, at that time, the Cameron Brothers was out and Robert Randolph was just getting started. And they kind of encouraged me to say, Alvin, you should take out what you and Glenn did out of the four walls. And, you know, we did that. And, you know, that was our inspiration, just spreading what we do, something we've been doing all our lives and just sharing it with the world. And that's kind of where we got started.
Now that you've been out and about, are there other influences, other musicians that you run into
kind
of change the way you
listen? Didn't realize how much of an effect that the Allman Brothers have had on the Lee Boys. You know, you hear their music all the time on the radio, but to now actually, you know, be friends with them and realize that their music is so powerful on what we do.
Right.
Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, all those folks, man, we just all have a powerful influence on our music.
Play another one for us?
Yes, we will. This is an original tune on Joyful Sounds that was wrote by my late brother Glenn.
Come on, y'all. You can clap your hands wherever you are. Come on. Everything's gonna be okay. Woo! Listen to the joyful sounds, y'all.
Lee Boys live on the State of Things, Joyful Sounds. You will hear more Joyful Sounds tonight at the Arts Center in Carrboro. I want to leave you time to play us out. I want to ask you one last question, though, because you collaborated with Travelin' McCory's on an EP called Meeting in the Middle. How did that come about?
Well,
that's a bluegrass band.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a bluegrass. Actually, we were invited to do Dell Fest, and we were actually playing like an offering, and Ronnie McCory just was on the side. He was like, I got to get on stage.
Got to get some of that.
He got on stage, and he... And then that's how everything got started. And from there, we did Christmas Jam, and we went from there.
A little bit of everything in this music.
Yeah.
It's great. And yet it is something all by itself.
It is.
Utterly unique.
Yes, it is.
It's a great sound. Steel. Sacred Steel. You can hear them tonight. I want to thank you. I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, let me thank you, the Lee brothers, the Lee boys. Three of them here today, brothers Alvin and Derek Lee, Roosevelt Collier, but you're going to hear all six tonight at the Art Center. You can go to goartcenterlive.org for more information. And this is the State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the Lee Boys.
Thank you so much.
Frank, thank you, man.
Listen, y'all. When the Lord get ready, you got to move. Listen, you got to move.
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 When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Listen, you got to move.
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 When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Rosie. Listen, the verse goes like this. You may be high.
You may be high.
You may be low.
You may be low.
You may be rich.
You may be rich.
You may be poor.
You may be poor.
When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. One more time. You may